Welcome back to Mental Health on the Farm. I'm Pam Yonke. This is a conversation that addresses the stress, be it weather, economics, or the pandemic, that farmers and farm families across the United States are experiencing, and the challenge to find resources to help with their mental health issues, and the courage to take that first step. It's brought to you courtesy of Commodity Classic, America's largest farmer-led, farmer-focused, agricultural and educational experience, with the cooperation of the National Association of Farm Broadcasters. I do want to remind you, if you want to hear more on the subject of mental health on the farm and rural communities, be sure to register for the 2021 special edition of Commodity Classic, being presented digitally March 2nd through the 5th at commodityclassic.com. Lowell Neitzel is a young farmer in the Lawrence, Kansas area. He recognized that the stressors in agriculture were causing him not only physical challenges, but mental health challenges as well. But trying to take that first step and find some help was not easy. Lowell Neitzel tells me he began the process, thanks in part to his strong wife.
Luckily, you know, I have a strong wife, and she told me, you know, you weren't quite acting like yourself. What's going on? And so I kind of told her, and, you know, I had a primary doctor visit with for my physical for an annual deal, and went in there and kind of told him how I was feeling, and he said, let's get you some help. And he gave me a list of people to talk to, and he's like, you know, it's not a cure-all, but, you know, just start at the top and work your way to the bottom, and we'll find you a fit. And lo and behold, I found a gal that was willing to take me on as a patient, and had some really good conversations with her. You know, she wasn't from a farm or a rural background, which I felt like was going to be kind of a hindrance in my situation, because I didn't feel like she understood the dynamics of what I was dealing with on a day-to-day basis. But at the same time, it was kind of refreshing, because she gave me different ways to go about getting myself some help, mm-hmm. and making myself kind of relaxed and seeing the big picture, so to speak. And they're just, I mean, I helped her understand the dynamics of my farm, and she helped me understand the dynamics of how to get to feeling better.
Yeah, it's not just a one and done. Do you continue to have conversations with the therapist? Tell me about the baby steps that you started taking right away, Lowell.
Yeah, so I got to where I thought, I've got this under control. I can handle this. Then 2018 happened, and we had some really crazy weather and delayed planting, and harvest was kind of crazy, and prices were all over the board. And it was one of those things where I've really struggled with keeping these little things that I know I can't control, but in my head it says, oh yeah, you can control the weather, you can control the prices. And in reality, we all know we can't. But so I reached out to another therapist, and he suggested that I try some medication. Long story short, I've been on medication for almost a year now, and it has really taken kind of the edge off of me having to worry about those things. It's just kind of allowed me to let those little things go. I don't get so worked up if my goals for the day don't get met, or if weather plays a big factor, or just little stuff that I know I can't control. I can just let roll off my back, and at the end of the day, I know I had nothing to do with the how things went. It just let it go.
Mm-hmm. You know, but just so people understand, it's not just the medication. You do things every day to try to make sure that you're kind of checking your mental health and staying on a good path, don't you?
Oh, absolutely. You know, I've kind of just kind of take a step back and look at the big picture for the day, and make sure I take time with my kids every day and understand what their needs are for the day. I really try my best to see how my wife's doing every day, and if there's something that she needs from me, I try to put my family first, then my job and the farm. Sometimes that don't always happen, but for the most part, that really kind of keeps me grounded. And if I need a minute, I might be in the barn or I might be in my pickup pulling up to the farm. But as soon as I get stopped, you know, I take a few minutes and do a little self-meditation or just, you know, the simple things of just when I get home at night and I need to relax before I go to the house, I just usually my dog's outside and I just sit on the porch with him and just kind of pet him and look at the world go by. Just kind of let the whole day's drama just kind of float away. And even though my wife is part of the farm, I try to keep farm at farm and home at home. Sometimes you can't always do that, but for the most part, I try to keep them separate, and that seems to help the dynamic of our family work well.
Lowell Neitzel's along with us from just outside of Lawrence, Kansas. He's a young farmer that recognized he needed a little extra help when it came to his mental health. He reached out for that help through counseling as well as medication and has become, well, kind of an influencer in your community. Huh, Lowell, tell me a little bit about you sharing your story and what it's done for others.
Oh, absolutely. You know, after an article came out in the paper about my story a little bit, and it was amazing how many people reached out to me and told me that, you know, I've been struggling. And I had some landlords that I saw in passing, and they told me that they couldn't, you know, that they were proud of the steps I've taken because they had struggled when they were in my position too. You know, as farmers, we're supposed to be these tough guys, and we just run hard all the time, and nothing can take us down. But, you know, we have so much worry and so much stuff on the plate that sometimes it just can't handle it all at once. And it was refreshing to have some people say that, you know, the people I look to in my community as role models and leaders to say, hey, I've been in your position too. And then it was really eye-opening and nice to hear that they'd been in my situation too, and I wasn't alone.
Well, and you don't necessarily wait for people to reach out to you. You're pretty astute now. Has this all taught you how to kind of watch for signs with some of your other friends and neighbors, family members, Lowell, and, you know, kind of start the conversation for them?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. You know, the gentleman I've made friends with here in the last couple of years, I call him a couple times a month and just check on him, and each kind of calls and checks on me too. And it was one of the deals that I saw a post that he posted on Facebook, and it just made me think that that's just not typical him. And so I better reach out and see what's going on. And so I did. And this was kind of before we really talked a whole lot. And I said, here's my number. Give me a call when you're done chorn or whatever. And, you know, we talked for probably 2 to 3 hours. And I didn't know that by the time I got done talking that I'd feel just as good as he did, I think. And we've been really good friends ever since. And I've reached out to some of my other people on some or had some other people from boards that I've been a part of reach out to me. And we've, you know, have told me their story and how they're struggling and stuff like that. And I've actually been able to kind of help them understand, you know, some of the dynamics that I've learned. And it's really rewarding to be able to help people and maybe give them the nudge that they need to go seek help. The last thing I want to do is read about another farmer, unfortunately taking his life or her life or taking the, you know, lives of family members because just something happens bad.
Oh, absolutely. Lowell Neitzel, a young farmer from outside Lawrence, Kansas, along with us sharing his story on how he recognized he needed help. He took that first step, and now he's actually become an inspiration for a lot of other farmers and family members that were looking for that guidance, that courage. This is Mental Health on the Farm, brought to you by Commodity Classic. I'm Pam Yonke. Stay tuned. We'll be back in a moment after these messages.
This year, you can attend Commodity Classic without leaving your farm because it's being delivered digitally and direct to your farm March 2nd through 5th. Outstanding education, top-notch speakers, and the latest innovation and technology, all on your computer, tablet, or smartphone. Register at CommodityClassic.com. And thanks to our agribusiness sponsors, the first 5,000 farmers who register will have their $20 registration fee covered. The 2021 Special Edition of Commodity Classic, March 2nd through 5th. Discover more at CommodityClassic.com.
When pushing yields, it pays to be flexible. That's why farmers pursuing profitability count on Asgrow brand soybeans and XtendFlex technology. And with the largest number of XtendFlex products for 2021, you can count on Asgrow to keep you out in front all season long. Ask your dealer how much further you can grow when Asgrow leads the way. Always read and follow label directions. Products featuring dicamba may not be approved in all states. Contact your state pesticide regulatory agency regarding the approval status of this offering in your state.
A very sincere thank you to Lowell Neitzel from Kansas for sharing his experience and personal story with us today. Next time, in our final episode of Mental Health on the Farm, we'll hear from a young pharmacist and cattle farmer from Missouri who has had his own struggles with mental health and now uses social media to engage with others across the nation who are struggling as well. Don't forget, if you'd like to hear more on the subject of mental health on the farm and in the rural communities, be sure to register for the 2021 special edition of Commodity Classic being presented digitally March 2nd through the 5th. On Friday, March 5th at 8 a.m. Central, a session entitled Mending the Stress Fence will take place online. The session sponsored by Farm Credit and the American Soybean Association, and you can find it all at CommodityClassic.com. On behalf of Commodity Classic and the National Association of Farm Broadcasters, I'm Pam Yonke, saying thanks for listening, and please stay healthy, physically, emotionally, and mentally.